7,000 people are using food banks in the Midwest. 2,000 of them are children. That's according to the Simon Community, who run services in Limerick, Clare and North Tipperary. Increasing numbers are using food banks right across the country as the struggle to feed families and heat homes continues. Cian McCormack reports.
Hi. Well, what brings you here today?
Basically to get food for my kids. I'm a single mum, 3 kids, 1 special needs, that's not well. Cost of living has just gone crazy. Trying to basically put a dinner on the table is chaotic.
This woman was queuing for 2 of 340 black refuse sacks of non-perishable food last Friday.
My son doesn't be well, so it's deciding then you pay your rent and then get food or get his medication. If he doesn't get his medication, he could be dead.
She was one of 180 people looking for help at the Midwest Simon Community's food bank.
So it's just cost of living has gone colossal at the moment.
How are you?
Fine.
The food bank is run through the doors of Christchurch Hall, down a small lane off Glentworth Street in Limerick City. The Simon Food Bank is a lifeline for people visiting here, especially the woman we've been talking to and her children.
How important is what you're getting in the bags here today?
Very important, very, very important. Like, my kids now will have something to eat because I'm actually coming here to get food from today. Like, there's some weeks there, or even some days there, I'm just at home saying, what am I going to feed? My cupboards will be bare. It's literally, if the Simon community weren't there, I'd be lost.
Jackie Leonard of Midwest Simon Community says what's happening is bleak.
It's cold, it's wet, it's miserable. People's heads are down. There's a big crowd here this morning. It's pretty bleak, to be quite honest with you. This service is a lifeline for people. People really, really need us, and I'm sure you saw that yourself today. You know, I saw one woman when she came to the door. She asked for porridge and she had tears in her eyes, and I just don't think we should be living in a world or in a society where people are crying, asking for a bag of porridge. It's just not what it's supposed to be.
And the bleakness described by Jackie Leonard is further emphasised by the fact that 2,000 out of 7,000 people helped by the Simon Community's Midwest Food Bank are children. Jenny Walsh is the Midwest Simon Community's Food Bank Coordinator.
The people that are coming into us are struggling enormously. So people might come in at the start of the month. They're coming back sometimes at the end of the month and saying, we don't have food. Is there any way you can help us out? And they're also struggling with the cost of living, with their energy costs as well. Up to quarter three this year, I think we have between 6,000 and 7,000 people accessing the service. Now, that's across the board. That's Limerick, Clare and North Tip. And that includes over 2,000 children.
Nationally, the number of people using food banks has increased. On top of this, St Vincent de Paul says more people are contacting it for help. It confirmed to this programme that, compared to last year, the number of requests it gets for help is up 20%. More recently, those types of calls have jumped from 800 per day in October to 1,200 last week.
I've even heard of people asking, do they have any microwave food? Could they give them microwave food because they can afford to put on their ovens?
This is Jimmy Dunn.
Just recently I've just heard that this lady was on, and she was crying on the phone. She had children. She said her children are not getting fed.
He's the founder of the People's Food Bank, which is part of the Bluebell Community Development Project in Dublin.
People are struggling, and they're struggling badly.
Jimmy's food bank is helping over 1,000 people every week.
180 hampers to 300 hampers would go out weekly. Roughly 1,100 people.
As we head towards Christmas and into the new year, what are we facing?
We feel that the needs are going to get greater.
And just like in Limerick, where we heard from earlier, it's the rising cost of living that's forcing people to use services like the People's Food Bank in Bluebell.
That's very important, very important, especially with the cost of living, the cost of rent, everything else just gone up crazy.
Rosie uses the People's Food Bank.
Yeah, I'm a single mummy. I have 3 boys. I was paying all my bills and stuff like that, but by the time I actually paid my rent, electricity and heat and stuff like that, I was left with bare anything.
What about now? Can you meet their expectations?
I don't think I'll be able to meet all of them, no. I do not care about electricity, gas, rent, because those bills are always going to be paid. They're not my worry at the minute. I just need to worry about my kids actually waking up on Christmas Day and actually being happy.
Well, our thanks to Rosie and the other guests there, talking to Cian McCormack in the Midwest. It's